Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 157. With me, as always, is El Jefe.
Yo, Lucanitas.
And special guest, Fosnator.
What up, bitches?
Chris is not here. He's somewhere surrounded by 8-year-old girls.
Is that what he does with his time now?
Something like that. I think they're dancing around him too.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I've got some sort of child molester fantasy going on there.
Oh, here we go.
All right. So Fozzy, how you been?
Good.
Because we haven't had you on in a while, you know, and we miss you when you're gone.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You're the heart. You're the heart of the show.
You're like, I am. One of us who has real emotions, so it's kind of...
You know, I mean, not too much. Working, moving, sexing, you know, same old. Just everything in Fozzy's life, just, you know, how it works. So. Yeah.
All right, so I guess we're here to talk about games. Right.
No, I wish I was sexing. I want to throw that out there.
Okay.
Come on, you got lefty, you got righty, you're all set.
You want to have the stranger feel, do it with the left hand.
Oh, my lord.
I can't do that. I can't, you know.
It just doesn't
work out.
All right.
Wait, you can't do it.
It just feels awkward.
Yeah, what it feels that? Weird. It feels weird, but I can still get
to it. No, you man up.
I can do it. The weird thing is, I'm a left-handed person. I use my right hand. But you know why I think that is? It's because when I learned how to jack it, my left arm was broken, like when I was 12 years old. So it's like in a cast. So there's only one thing I do right-handed.
I'm never shaking your hand again. All right. All right. No. So we've been playing games, right? Other than, you know, masturbating.
Jacking it.
So you finished some old games, Jeff. You finished Bulletstorm.
Yeah, I finally beat it. Like, not much to say about it. Like, I think I already talked about it. It's very fun. The only thing, I didn't really like the whole last chapter. It was like, they ramped up the difficulty a little too much when the whole game before that was just fun. Other than that, it was good. Like, what else can you say about Bulletstorm? Not much to say.
Bouncing people off the ceiling and, you know, kicking them into spiked cactuses and stuff.
Leashing them into fucking spiked walls and, yeah, it's fun. It's good, you know, good, like, it was a good, like, to come off of The Last of Us and play something like that, that was just purely about being a fun game.
It's like the complete opposite.
And it was a good, like, palate cleanser, you know, to go on to other games. Cause, like, dude, you know, Last of Us was pretty intense. So, yeah, that's about it. I mean, I didn't have much to say about it.
Alright, but now you're playing another old game, because playing new stuff is not worth it.
Well, there's nothing new out, so, like, at least not, like, on the retail side. Yeah, I bought a Deus Ex a couple months ago before it went to Well, I had played it before on Xbox, but I sold it right away without beating it. Like, I got the first
one
and sold it. Yeah. So, like, it was, for a while at work, it was, like, $7 on PS3. I was, like, sold.
It's $3 on Steam right now.
And I believe, unless I'm wrong, I think it's still free for PlayStation Plus members. If you haven't played it, there's tons of cheap ways to get it.
Are you serious? It's free for PlayStation Plus?
It was, like, a month ago. It probably still is. It is, I'm enjoying it more on a second playthrough. And I'm playing it completely differently, like, I'm more focusing on stealth and hacking, where, like, the first time I was, like, trying to just become as powerful as possible, and just, I would just run into fucking places and kill everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't killed anybody, well, I finally killed somebody today, because I was in the middle of trying to get through, a level, and I ran out of, like, stun gun, like, darts or whatever. It was like, I ran out, they had spotted me, they're all freaking out. I'm like, fine, I'll fucking kill you guys, like, with my silenced pistol. But yeah, I'm really enjoying it again. Like, I'm enjoying it more than before. Maybe because I'm playing it, I think the way it works better is as a stealth game.
Right.
But I still think the best thing about that game are the augmentations you could do to yourself, basically the leveling system. Because it's like, there's all sorts of crazy shit, and you're like, how do I choose? I want this, I want that.
And you
like,
can't get them all. I think it's not possible.
I don't think you can, because it's really hard to rack them up. I guess maybe if you do a bunch of side shit, which I'm going to
do. I don't think there's enough. I think they designed it so you can't get them all.
Really?
Yeah.
Because, like the one thing that I got the same so far is, like, the thing where you could jump from any height. Because that's just good to get around shit.
Because you fall off stuff all the time, because they make I hate those, like, climbs where you, like, walk across this beam in first person.
Yeah.
Because you can't really see your feet, and you're like, all right, oops, I accidentally fell. Well, you die.
Yeah, and instead you just, like, slowly land. But, yeah, I still think that's the coolest thing about that game. But I'm really enjoying playing it a little more differently. I understand the hacking more now the second time. Like, I was confused by it a lot in my first playthrough. So I'm just going to, like, up my hacking and stealth a lot and do a couple of the other things I did last time. But, yeah, that game is badass. I might actually buy the director's cut when it comes out. So
you need to buy the director's cut. Holy fuck. I don't know how you play it with those boss fights. Those boss fights suck badass.
Wait, does the director's cut remove those?
I haven't reached one yet.
What's going on with the director's cut?
It completely, they re-amp the boss battles, you know?
Because they didn't even design it the first time. They outsourced the boss battles, which is like, why would you do that?
Stupid. Like, that game literally went from, like, a 9.5 to, like, an 8.5, in my opinion. Like, that boss battle brought the point down.
They were all bad. See, none of them were good.
And why would you outsource, like, it's basically, like a crescendo in your game. Like, why would you outsource that? Doesn't make sense.
So,
maybe they just didn't know what to do.
If you played stealth, game over. Like, you could not beat those bosses, and that's what I did. Is I played stealth the whole way through, and it was just so dumb on their part to not do that. Jesus.
I just remember I played stealth too. I remember playing through the boss fights, and I would like every time I entered the boss even a little bit, I would immediately save because I knew I was about to die again.
Yeah, that's how I got through. That's how I got through the boss fights. If I hit them without them hitting me, I would save. You could save whenever you want.
Right.
That's exactly how I got through them. Because you can't design like this crazy boss fight for what's essentially a stealth game. Like, I don't know how they're going to rework
it. I think the only one that involved stealth was the last one.
I guarantee you when they were making that boss fight, though, they weren't thinking that people would fucking use that as, like, a crutch, you know?
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly.
They just didn't gauge the behavior of the players very well.
My boss. It was just the boss fights were easy for him. He was like, yeah, well, I was playing the game. My boss was like, oh, I was playing the game super stealth, and then so then when I get a boss fight, he's like, I'd have tons of grenades and shit. And I was like, well, good for you, but those boss fights suck ass. But anyways, that's my thoughts on Deus Ex. Like, I liked it the first time, except for the boss fights, and I'm liking it the second time. I think, like, you need to play this game. Play it. Buy it. Play it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with Fozzie. Like, a 9.5 without the boss fights. Definitely. Alright, so Fozzie, you've been playing something, though. What have you been playing?
Yeah.
Totally.
You've been playing Jeff's Game of the Year from last year, in fact.
Well, you know, there's this little thing called a Steam Summer Sale.
Oh, yes.
What?
How much have you spent on the Steam Summer Sale so far, Fozzie? I've been pretty good. I've spent like $23 so far. Uh-oh.
If I didn't buy Skyrim Legendary Edition, I'd be pretty good. But because I bought that, I'm around like $80. So not too bad, but yeah, the Skyrim Legendary Edition definitely took me back.
I want that. I don't want to spend $40 on it. It's like I haven't played I played so much Skyrim, but I have played.
Here's the thing
DLC.
Is like, you know, I never really got into Skyrim, and I've heard the PC console looks so nice.
Right.
I've never bought any of the DLC, so I figure it's worth it right there and then.
Right. That's why I got
always
the
wanted to play Skyrim on my PC. So yeah. I bought Skyrim, I got Shogun Endless or Total War 2,
nice.
I've got that surgery game, got a bunch of games, especially a lot that were like $253, you know, because that's just stupid cheap.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, there were a couple. I couldn't
but
not
yeah,
get
so
Vegas.
Anyways, someone told me that what?
Sorry? I was just saying, yeah, I got New Vegas because it was super cheap.
Hello?
Like that. Are we having audio problems? Can you hear me?
I'm just saying, apparently someone told me that you actually play these games that you bought. So that's just a revelation to me. So I started playing Endless.
Oh.
You can't hear me?
No, I can hear you. I don't think Jeff can hear you, but I can hear you.
Hello?
Yeah,
you can hear me?
I think we're losing Jeff. I think that's what it is.
Whatever.
Alright, so just go ahead. Should he switch computers? I don't know. What do you guys think?
Okay, So I bought Endless Space.
Right.
And I'm loving it. You know, should I? I can do it.
No, you're fine.
Yeah.
I think Jeff is losing the connection.
Tell Hefe to switch computers then.
I mean, maybe you're lagging. You might be lagging a little bit.
Oh,
here we go. How you guys sound a lot
better. What happened? What did you? That was not me. Did I change something?
It was all you. It's all your fault, Jeff. All
right. Anyways, you guys sound a lot better. So let's get that show on the road.
What have you done? All
right, go ahead, Fozzy. Go ahead.
What have you done, Fozzy? Are you there? Oh, we lost Fozzy.
Yeah.
No, he's there. All right, Fozzy. You bought Endless Space. You're like, I should play these fucking games that I bought. So you went and you played it.
It's a beautiful piece of instrument. I love Space Sims. I dig the 4X game genre, if you will. There's lots of love with it. And for $10, I'm quite happy. You know, there's definitely some negatives to it, but all in all, it's a lot of fun. It's like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like Civilization in space, pretty
it
much.
It is. I think it's a little too simplistic, but I also think that's part of the charm.
Yeah.
It's easy to get into. A lot of those games aren't.
Sure. Yeah, it definitely doesn't have all the micromanaging that you have to do with something like Civilization, but it still kind of feels like a Civilization in space. So I love space, and I've enjoyed the Civilization series, so. Oh, and I'm playing on Newbie right now.
Okay.
And I'm getting my ass kicked right now.
Really?
It's a hard fucking game. It's a hard game. What are you playing on, son?
I can't even remember what I played it on. It's been a while. But, I never really had any problems. I thought the AI was pretty easy to deal with.
It is my first, like, go at it.
Right.
I never really did the tutorial, also. But, like, the ships are really tough. You need to learn how to use your skill tree to your advantage. So,
right.
It's just a matter of just learning everything, but still, it's a fun game.
It is. I like. Hefe's died. Goodbye, Hefe. We'll miss you. We'll talk more strategy games while you disappear.
Oh no.
Hello?
Yes?
Wait, am I not here? Can you not hear me?
Oh.
Jeff, I can't hear you.
Wait, can you hear me or can you not hear me? God
damn it! I can't hear you, Jeff, so just stop talking.
Wait, how do you, if you can't hear me, how are you responding?
F.A.?
I'm gonna need whiskey.
You need a lot of whiskey. You need at least like 4 or 5 shots.
Dude, this, I think the name of this episode should be Problems.
I love it. I will accept it.
Alright, so speaking of games that are like Civilization, I've actually been playing Civilization. Because the new expansion that I think I talked about this last week, it came out last week. This week I played the game comes with scenarios. So for example, the previous expansion to this came with like a steampunk world that you could play through. This one came with actually 2 historical scenarios. One was the 19th century scramble for Africa, but I was like, I don't really care about that. The other one is the U.S. Civil War. So you get to play through the Civil War in, you know, as a Civ 5 game. They did some really cool stuff with it. For example, all of your units before they fight a battle are green, like they're inexperienced. And once they fight that battle, they get assigned a general, like a historical general from the war, and it gives them like stat bonuses or penalties depending on who that general was. So like if you're a really bad general, then your unit like might be penalized so it can only move half as far, or it just doesn't fight as well. Or if it's the right general, if it's like Grant, it's really good at sieges or whatever. So it's kind of cool how they throw that kind of stuff in there to give it a more of a historical flavor. And it like locks in the unit development trees so that you're, you know, stuck with Civil War era units and everything is given that Civil War color and feel. The only thing is the whole Civil War scenario kind of exposes some of the issues with the game. For example, if you take a city, you get access to the railroad. And cities all have, like, the zone of control around them. But if it's outside that zone of control, then anyone can use it. So when you take a city, you have access to the railroad around that city, and you can instantly use that railroad to get to the next city. So it's like your units all like magically teleport from objective to objective to objective. It makes it really easy to conquer, conquer territory. Yes, conquer.
Conquer.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoyed it, but it seemed kind of weird when that kind of stuff's happening. Your units are like teleporting all over the map. I guess it's the Civil War. This isn't like the future. But it was fun. It was good, but just kind of funky in that way.
You're funky.
I am funky. I also been playing Reus.
Yeah?
Was $5 on the Steam, so I don't know if it still is.
The hell is Reus?
Reus is a god game, so basically you're god.
Oh, Reus. Yeah, I know that game.
Your god, you have, 4 giants who represent, like, your will to do whatever you want to this little planet. And the planet is empty when you start off. And then you can use your giants to either create, like, mountains or deserts or forests. And you use them to, like, create food in the forest so that civilization can blossom. And then you can use your giants to, like, manipulate the stuff that civilization does, and it'll, like, grow under you, and you can, like, do stuff to the people. So it's basically, you know, it's a basic god game, but it's cool because the civilizations, like, can grow up separately from another, and they can start to fight, like, they can make war on each other. They can also get pissed at you, and they start attacking your giants, in which case you can, like, throw, like, you have one giant who's, like, a rock giant, and he can cause earthquakes to happen. So you can, like, cause the ground to shake under your people's feet and watch them all die. It's kind of fun.
Seems like black and white.
It is. It's a 2D game, though, so it doesn't have that whole, like...
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, I know what it looks like.
It's kind of cutesy, as opposed to black and white, where you got, like, people dying and the whole, like, death whisper thing. it's pretty simple to play. It's challenging to make cities really big. The actual play of the game, they give you like 30 minutes to play through a complete game. To see how big you can make your civilization. Then you can elect to play farther if you want. But you get judged on what you do in that 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And once you do really well in the 30 minutes, then you can unlock the 60-minute mode. And after you unlock the 60-minute mode and you do really well there, you can unlock the 90-minute mode. But right now I'm still in the 30-minute mode because it's kind of hard to develop like a really sizable city in just 30 minutes. So I'm still kind of like trying to master it. But it's pretty addicting. And I mean, I got it. It was only $5, which is a fantastic price for something like that. So if you like being God, Reyes is a pretty good way to go.
It sounds pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
It should look good. Giant Bomb did a quick look on it. That's what I watched, so.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna play enough of it to do a review next week, I think. But we'll see. I'm liking it so far. I think I've got 5 games in the Steam sale so far. What else did I get? Dragon Age Origins Ultimate Edition. Could not say no to that. I got Fallout New Vegas Ultimate.
Yeah.
Goddamn. I'm about to get Mark of the Ninja, which I wanted to try for a while.
I got that too.
Yeah. That looks really good.
$50. I'll take it.
Like 2D platformer. Yeah. Goddamn, what was the other game I got?
Oh yeah, it's like a stealth game, right?
Yeah, it is. It's like a 2D stealth platformer where you're a ninja, which sounds awesome in every way. Oh, I also got the original Witcher.
Interesting.
I have not yet played that. Chris bought it too. He wants us to both play it and compare notes. So
yay.
That actually happens, because now I have way too many games.
I'm finally caught up.
Stupidly, last week I also got the Hitman Trilogy HD edition.
Couldn't resist.
I couldn't. I saw the price. It's like, it's only $20. And then if I had waited, I could have gotten the same thing for like $7 on Steam.
Oh shit, really?
Yeah.
Why would anyone buy anything that's, within a week of the Steam sale?
Well, this was the Xbox 360 edition.
Ew.
Still a good deal, dude.
No, it was a really good deal. Yeah. And it came with like an art book and stuff, so.
Yeah.
So I don't feel totally ripped off, but it was just kind of funny that it worked out that way.
Did they add achievements? They had to have, right?
Yeah, there's achievements in that. And that's the other thing, is there aren't any Steam achievements for the older ones. So maybe I made out. Maybe the achievements make the entire thing worth it. Or not. I don't know.
Yeah. All
right. Anybody play anything else? Is that all the games that we have?
Yeah.
Fozzie, you spent like $8,000, and I think we got cut off while you were telling us what you bought.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just saying that, I picked up a bunch of shit, but, Steam sales being Steam sales, you don't get to them for a while, so.
It's true.
Endless Space is a game that I'm going to put a lot of hours into. I've already put like 15 hours, and I barely have any time to play games nowadays. So. Shut up, Hefe!
Alright, so let's do some news then. You guys love news. Fozzie, do the news song.
Hefe, say something.
What?
Do our best.
Well.
Do the news song, somebody. Hate you guys. You've disappeared. You've left me alone.
Hello?
Hello?
News,
right.
It's time for news?
It is time for news. Alright, we're gonna start with a piece of news that Daxter asked me to bring up, but I know Jeff would want to hear about. American McGee on Alice. He's taking a step back from designing the next Alice in hope to bring the game back as an animated film.
Weird.
He's launched a Kickstarter seeking to purchase the film rights to the games because he doesn't own them himself.
Weird.
And is going to make an animated adventure.
I think he should just make a game. That's what he should do.
The film's premise is supposed to be the same as the game, so stars Alice as she roams around London, enters the Wonderlands within other people's heads, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, I mean, the story was good in Alice Madness Returns, but, like, it should be a game. Like, I don't know.
I just think it's funny that he's electing to do this without having the rights to... Like, why did he give up the film rights if he wanted to make a film?
Why is he... I don't think there needs to be a film. I don't think the film would be super successful. I don't think another game would be super successful, but I'd like that more.
What are we talking about here?
This is the Alice... So, American McGee, the maker of Alice, is trying to make a movie now. Only he doesn't own the movie rights to his own IP.
It's so weird.
I don't understand. Like, they apparently they've offered to sell him the rights, so he just needs the money from the Kickstarter to start.
Yeah, he could use his own money for that because it's kind of dumb. Like,
Alice in Wonderland 2 anyway, so.
Well, this is just it. He is postponing his work on the next Alice game to work on the movie.
That's stupid. He's not a filmmaker, you know, right?
To be fair,
his company also had a Kickstarter for a new game called Oh Zombie, which they ended up canceling because it looked like they weren't going to get anywhere close to their goal number.
Well, I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. You're not a filmmaker. Why do you want to turn something that's a video game into a film? Like, I get it, like, the story's cool in Alice, but it works in the video game format fine, you know? I say no to this. I will not be kickstarting anything.
You too, right? Like, what? You love the video games.
Yeah, I like the second one a lot. Yeah, it was awesome. I just bought it again, because it's awesome.
I don't understand the need that everyone seems to have to move things from the video game realm into the film realm. Like,
yeah.
They have two complete, like, you interact with a video game. You watch a movie. Those are two fundamentally different experiences.
Like, there are certain things that were like, that, like, I think would make a good TV show or make a good movie. Like, I would watch, like, an L.A. Noir TV show, but I don't need it. Like, the game itself was fine.
All right. Confirmed this week, Diablo 3 is coming for PS4 and Xbox One.
Yeah, I thought that was already confirmed, no?
It was not. It was just a rumor before. So now it's actually coming in 2014, though.
I say y'all get it on PS3 and play with me.
I say so.
I think if I were going to get it, I'd have it already.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting it on PS3, and it's going to be awesome.
And I think that is the problem with these multiple console titles. When they're exclusive and then they're not, is that anybody who really, really, really wanted to play it finds a way to play it long before it comes out to that other console.
Well, I don't play on PC, so, like, for me, it's perfect. I can't wait for it. I'm actually really excited for Diablo 3, so.
That's a shame.
I guess I'm the weird, like, probably 1% or whatever. No, there's probably a bigger percent, like, that don't play on PC. Like, I just don't fuck with PC. I don't fuck with that shit. And, yeah, I'm going to enjoy it on console. It's going to be great.
You didn't get this one.
Maybe it'll come on PS Plus and I'll actually play it. Maybe that'll happen.
Yeah, but then, like, I'll be done. I'll be playing Destiny or something at that point.
It's possible. Let's see. Oh, BioWare. The studios that worked on Knights of the Old Republic and on Mass Effect. It is confirmed that they're working on a new IP. They're creating a new universe.
So, no more Mass Effect?
I don't know if that means no more Mass Effect. I think it means no more BioWare Mass Effect.
Wow.
Because, I mean, EA is still a owns the IP now, so they can they can do pretty much whatever they want with it. And I can't imagine, given the number of sales they've gotten on Mass Effect things, that they're going to turn their back on it completely.
Right.
But it is kind of nice to see the core, because these are the core, because they've expanded the BioWare brand, but this is the core team, BioWare Edmonton, that did all that work on the, you know, that just was BioWare before they were purchased by EA. Although the two doctors are gone now, so I'm interested to see what effect that has on their end product.
Yeah.
Is it going to be worth playing or that kind of thing?
It's good to hear they're doing a new IP.
Yeah, it is nice to see that they're moving on and trying something different. Although I wonder if it's going to be another, you know, space-based whatever. Or are they going to, like, hop back to their roots and kind of try something more Baldur's Gate or...
I would be down for that, too.
I don't know. I'm excited for anything BioWare. You can't really...
Even Sonic Chronicles?
Well, okay. Maybe not that.
I guess you like Dragon Age, huh?
I did. I mean, I just bought the Ultimate Edition, even though I don't...
I don't dig it.
You don't dig it? Oh, it's a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. I thought it told a really good story. The first one, anyway. The second game did not.
You can't tell me that, like, Kingdoms of Amalur isn't, like, so much cooler than fucking Dragon Age.
No, I kind of like Kingdoms of Amalur a little bit more, but...
Yeah. It gets combat downright. Game's clunky.
It's hard to compare the two, though, because Dragon Age Origins isn't an action game, whereas Amalur is. Like, Dragon Age Origins is, like, a more strategic...
Yeah, it is.
RPG. But... It's not... And it's all statistical. It's not... There's no reactions or anything like that.
I guess I just prefer something like... I prefer something like Kingdoms of Amalur or, like, a dungeon crawler, like Diablo, so...
Right. Hopefully they make something like that. Action RPGs as opposed to...
For sure, yeah.
I mean, Dragon Age, the first one anyway, harkened back a lot to some of the previous stuff BioWare had done. So, you know, Baldur's Gate, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but then I remember I tried out Dragon Age 2, and it just felt like a clunky version of an action RPG.
See, that was the issue I had with Dragon Age 2, was that they tried to make it more action-y, which made it just play a lot worse than Origins did.
Weird.
It hit some, like, weird middle ground where they didn't know what the game wanted to be, and for the third one, I forget the name they attached to it. Like, they're not calling it Dragon Age 3 because they don't want to be associated with Dragon Age 2. Like, they added Foz, do you remember?
I have no idea.
So the third game is, like, Dragon Age something. Inquisition. Dragon Age Inquisition.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And they're trying to go back to the first game as opposed to, like, continue what the second game was trying to do. So, that makes me happy anyway.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
And everyone should work on making me happy, because...
Yes.
It's a fundamental goal of all mankind. And the last thing I have is the current lawsuit between Ed O'Bannon on behalf of a bunch of former college players versus EA Sports and the NCAA in regards to the football game has now resulted in NCAA saying that they will no longer lend their brand or their marks to any further NCAA football games. So
what exactly happened? I don't get it. Like,
so basically, there's this lawsuit on behalf of former players saying that these football games have used the likenesses of their players and they haven't been compensated for it, so they deserve money for this.
But wouldn't that include Madden as well? Because they do the same shit in Madden.
Well, Madden is done. They have the contract with the NFL and with the Players Association. Like, the players actually make money off of Madden.
Yeah, but these are all motherfuckers that went on the NFL. Like, to me, it's confusing. It's like, right, dude, you're getting your money.
No. Most of the vast majority of players depicted in NCAA football are never reached the pro level.
Really?
Really.
Yeah, of course.
Cause you gotta figure, I mean, there's over 100 people on a college football roster. There are over 130, I think it's 132, Division I colleges. There's only 32 NFL teams, and they only have 52 guys on the roster.
Whoa. Hold up a second. NCAA football doesn't put the players' names out, does it?
Well, it implies them. It like,
oh, for fuck's sake.
Previous games,
would
like,
the jersey?
It would be the number in the jersey, the player's color, like the size, like, and in the last couple NCAA games, you've noticed they've randomized it completely, so you can't tell at all.
If you put the name down though, like, they'll say like Matt Barkley or something though, like, that's the thing too.
The fact is
that they put like players on the cover of their games. It's like, it basically is Tim Tebow. And they've sold that game on the prospect that you can play as Tim Tebow. They just do that without using Tim Tebow's name.
Like, maybe they put the stats correct and this and that, but like, right, it doesn't ever say that's who it is.
Yeah, but you can edit it so easily. You just right. edit one thing.
Okay.
Name.
Well, I don't know. I think it's kind of them being greedy.
The players?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the
greedy.
NCAA has done everything they can to...
Because you're not giving... Dude, they don't put their names in the game.
That's great, but these players aren't paid for anything, and the NCAA has been selling their likenesses to TV stations, to video games, and the players are like, and rightfully so, we have not gotten paid a dime for any of this, and you are making millions and millions of dollars off of us.
Well, all I know, dude, I have not played it since 2005. I used to love NCAA, but like, they never looked exactly like them or anything. It was like, if it was a black guy on the team, he'd be black in the game, but other than that...
Player, like any football game, like they don't ever, like, it's not like they zoom in on the guy unless it's like Madden.
Right.
But yeah, they don't look like them, but still, like, if you see number 15 on the Florida Gators, all you have to do is change his name around, and then you got Tim Tebow. Plain and simple.
But anyway, that issue aside, the NCAA sees where this lawsuit is going. It looks like they're going to lose. They have decided to pull themselves out of any future college football games.
Really? Wow.
So EA has already announced that they will be making football games without the NCAA because they do have a contract with, and I can't remember the acronym, the company that represents all the universities that allows them to actually use the logos of the individual universities and get their like, license their stadiums and all that. So they already have access to all that stuff. They just can't call it NCAA.
It's the same fucking thing. Yeah. It'll be EA College Football.
Oh, they'll get somebody else. It'll be like ESPN College Football 15 or something like that. So
no difference.
Right.
Basically. Yeah.
The only real difference is whether this lawsuit happens and how much EA makes in profits instead. So... Bobby's pooping. I just like to announce that.
Oh, god damn it. Bye bye.
Well, should we give him time for questions? Because, like, I got some questions.
Questions?
Are we on questions or no more news?
No, that was my last
question. There's no more news, is there?
That was it. We're done with news.
Alright, well, rock it out, baby. Let's go on with questions.
Are you going to poop yourself?
No, I'll be good.
Let's take as long as we can with these questions. We're gonna test the constitution of Fozzie's bowels.
Yeah.
Alright, I got a handful directly to me from Mr. Too Fresh, Matt.
Nice.
You want to know what the worst beer you ever tasted is?
Alright, go ahead.
The worst beer?
Worst beer you ever tasted. Mine was probably yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah, I went to my grandparents. Like, I went on a walk, like, you know, just go on a walk, and I went by my grandparents, and because it was my grandpa's birthday, just to say, oh, happy birthday, blah, blah, blah. And like, hey, have, it's like 4 in the afternoon, like, you want a beer? I'm like, no, I'm good. No, I'm good means they're going to go to the fridge and get you a beer. And they don't really drink beer, so like whatever was sitting in there has been sitting in there for like probably 3 years.
Oh no.
And it was a Heilman's special export. And it was like a pint of it. I don't know what the fuck this shit is, but it was like, it's bad, dude.
It's like the 20 proof stuff you see like alcoholics getting out of the case.
I think they said it was like the same people that make Old Style, which is another awful beer. And it tasted like a rotten Old Style. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'm sure there's probably been worse in my life, but that, like, it was a pint can too. So it was like, I was drinking it for like an hour. Like, So I'll put that down as my worst for now.
I seem to recall for some reason, and I can't remember why we were doing this, but I was at a party when I was in college, and of course, you know, in those parties you're getting like Milwaukee's best, you know, the shit beer of shit beers, and we were drinking it warm, like it'd been sitting out for like a couple hours. That shit is undrinkable at that point. It's like bitter and awful, just disgusting in every possible way.
We tapped a keg of PBR 2 weeks after we already tapped it.
PBR doesn't.
Another one is. Have you all ever had beer that has like the tomato juice in it? It's like a Flamento or something. It's Budweiser.
I've heard of it.
That shit is disgusting. Oh.
All right, next question. Oh, ask a Twitter question. All right, let's ask a Twitter question. Fozzie, ask a Twitter question.
What?
Ask a question about something.
Why was the Conquer announced for a rare exclusive, and why did it have to be a shitty ass fight?
That is an interesting question.
Yes.
Questions?
Because there's nobody left at Rare who actually makes Conquer games.
Well, even Banjo-Kazooie would have been nice, but when you say legendary, classic, whatever the fuck you want to call it, Rare franchise, that is devious.
I mean, isn't the guy who made Conquer making you a game anyway?
I heard he was.
He just doesn't work for Rare anymore. He's on his own.
It's still not the same. I want Conquer.
It's probably going to be a PC game, too, just to be in Jeff's face.
Yeah.
It's going to need to be made by Rare at this point. Just give up the license and just be like, what are they doing with that license right now? What the fuck are they doing with that license? That's what pisses me off.
Well, I mean, they're probably just waiting for somebody to come in and offer them enough money to buy it, and nobody has.
I will offer them money. $500. Give me that shit already. I like you're doing anything with it, just dicking around with it.
I'd buy 500.
There we go.
Yeah. Alright, I got more questions if you want them.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
These are all gonna be from Mr. Too Fresh for the time being. Top 3 movies in the past 3 years.
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight Rises?
No.
Because The Dark Knight was 4 years ago. Or
ooh.
5 years ago.
Ooh.
Watch for so nice.
Past 3 years. So 2013, 2012, 2011.
I don't know. This is something for Hefe and yeah. Nico wants to get into.
I'm gonna throw the Avengers out there. I thought that movie was
I thought Man of Steel was better than that.
I think there are better movies out there. I find the Avengers to be tremendously entertaining.
I enjoyed Pacific Rim for what it's worth, and I also enjoyed what other movie did I see before that? Yeah, Man of Steel. Like both of those are really good.
But for the last 3 years, that would be your top. Like at your top.
And I don't watch movies that much. That's the thing.
I think the thing with me in movies is I can watch a movie that's really really good. Like, and I know it's really, really good. I'm like, that's great. That made my brain work too much. I never want to watch this again.
Well, it depends on the movie.
But But you know, like something like American Beauty, you're like, wow, that movie's fantastic. Oh my god, it blew my mind. And like, great, but I don't want to see this again.
I've watched that more than once. I used to really enjoy that. I could throw a couple out. I don't think I would have any from this year yet.
Oh, The King's Speech. That movie is fantastic.
Blah.
Love that movie.
It was good. It wasn't like, it shouldn't have won Best Fucking Picture. Alright, I got some for you. Wait, I thought I had some. Where'd my brain go? I look back to last year. Django Unchained. I thought that was a blast. Chronicle, I thought that was a fucking blast. I saw The Devil. There was one more I really loved. We needed to talk about Kevin. There's four for you, and those are just from, I think, from like the last 2 years or so.
With Marshall or Jason Segel? Oh, no, it's the guy that lives with Jeff or something like that, like Jeff who lives at home.
Oh, Jeff who lives at home, I fucking... Did you see that, Fozzie?
Yeah, it was really good.
Wasn't that a fucking great movie? It's like the happiest movie I've ever seen. Like, I felt so happy at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Next one question. From this year that I really liked was called Smashed. It stars Jesse from Breaking Bad, Aaron Paul. There's some really good ones for you. There you go. Smashed is about drunk a couple. Where did shit go? Next retail game you're gonna buy, he says, I don't think there is anything too good without looking until GTA 5 in September.
Europa Universalis 4 comes out next month. Also, Madden. Also, Splinter retail. Cell, the new... What?
Is it Europa Retail?
I mean, yeah.
Alright, I don't know.
I mean, I guess I'm probably not going to buy it in the store, but you can.
Okay.
So
what's the very next one for you, do you know?
Let's see. I'm thinking about Splinter Cell.
It's August 20th.
Yeah.
I got that beat.
Oh, you got... Oh, Pikmin for you, right?
Pikmin 3 is, I think, August 4th. And I think I'm going to do the review of that, too, right? Like, I don't think anyone else is as excited about that as me.
No.
Yeah, so mine's August 4th. Not that far away. And it's not a, like... It's not a little, like, oh, I'll just buy this. I'm like... on the edge of my seat. I can't wait, so. Fozzie
went to poop. So we're going to assume Fozzie's going to buy Total War Rome 2.
He's really excited about that. That motherfucker. I told him we'd wait for him.
He's pooping all over the Romans.
Well, do you want to wait for him and then, like, edit?
Or... No, let's keep going.
Okay.
Next question.
All right. most time you put into a game this year?
Ew. Let's see. I put a lot of time into Endless Space, I gotta say. Game that Fozzie's playing now.
You don't... There should be one that sticks out. You're like, yeah, I've probably spent more time with that than any...
See, that's the problem, is that I don't think there have been any games like that for me.
I've got a couple. Mine right now is probably Monster Hunter Ultimate, but... Animal Crossing is creeping up on that real quick. Like, by the time we reach like fall/winter, Animal Crossing will definitely be the most. Just cause it's like, you gotta play it all the time.
Right.
I
have a bunch of games I put like 20 hours into, but none that I'm like, oh, I play this so much more than everything else.
Yeah, I had like a bunch like that, but then Monster Hunter I did 80 hours.
Oh, God.
Animal Crossing doesn't have a clock, but I'm imagining, like, soon, within a month or two, I'll cross 80 hours, you know? Because you play it once a day, it's about an hour, right? You play about an hour. Like, you go around, you sell your fruit, you dig around. I'm pretty sure for Fozzie, I mean, he could correct me if I'm wrong when he comes back, but I think for him it was Monster Hunter as well. Like, he played it a lot. He played it more than me, so... And I guess somewhat related, Mr. Fresh also asks, how high of a percentage do you think you complete games that you play? 50%, 80%?
Oh, Lord.
What's the completion? Like 100% platinum it?
Yeah, he's just saying
like typically when you play a game, how much of it do you?
Yeah, like how much do you? I want to get to the credits. I get to the credits. I ain't give a fuck about anything else. I ain't going back for goddamn thing.
Yeah, I'm in that boat too.
Yeah, I am done with that game.
So however much that is, like if I really get into a game, I'll try to get more in while I'm playing it. But once I finished it, like I'm not gonna go back and do stuff. Almost never.
For me, I'll go back a year or two later, like I replayed Red Dead, I'm replaying Deus Ex now, and then I'm weird because, like, replaying Deus Ex, I'm taking it way slower. Like, I'm not anxious to get, that's your, you know. Fozzie, what's the game you've spent the most time with this year?
This year?
Yeah. I guess what yours was, I could be wrong, but I think I'm right.
I played a lot of, it's probably going to be something like really weird, like Crusader Kings 2.
Oh shoot, that would be my easy one. God damn, I can't remember, I didn't think of that.
Well there you go.
Like, you've been like 30 hours, like, you've done something in that game.
Right.
So, like, actually Monster Hunter, that's probably my number one, actually. I forgot about that game, seriously.
That's why I was like, I know I probably spent the most in that, I think Kazi did more than me. I did 80 hours, I don't know about you. Cause that game has a clock.
No, I definitely did it a little less than you.
Really? You did less than 80 hours? You were faster than me.
70.
Weird. Well, I think I probably spent a lot of time just, like, sitting there, like,
you did, I think, some of the single player, too. So.
Nah.
Fair enough.
No, that game was all multiplayer for me. I wouldn't play alone. It was, like, it's pointless by yourself.
Alright,
man, I can't believe I got some
fucking wacky questions on Twitter.
All right. Let's go wacky.
Impressive Tony asks, my roommate's dog just demolished my PS3 controller. Any ideas how I should exact revenge?
All right. Now, let's put this first. Dogs are awesome creatures. They're very nice.
So don't exact
dog.
I'm just
assuming that it was the roommate who chewed on your controller, not the dog. So
yeah.
I vote that you... Just have all their teeth removed. They'll never chew on anything again.
I just say you like shit on your roommate's bed. Leave it at that. And then put your like chewed up controller on top of it. Why you did that.
That's a classy move. That's a classy move.
Kidnap their family and make them disappear and just leave like a ransom note with a controller sitting on top? Yeah.
This is what you do. If your roommate has a chair, like a computer chair, remove all the screws from it. So then when they go to sit in it and they lean back, they fall on the floor. There you go. That's how I always exact revenge on everybody. Zephyr Gamgee, a.k.a. Bobby. Yes. Would you rather bring the ruckus or witness the strength of street knowledge? That's what I said.
Whichever one of those is more white is the one I will do.
I want to witness the strength of street knowledge, honestly. I don't know if I'd bring... Like, I'll bring the ruckus. I'll do it. But I'd rather witness something amazing.
Bring the ruckus is amazing.
He has another weird question. I don't know. I have no idea what he's talking about. So maybe you guys can enlighten me. Gucci Mane or Waka Flocka?
That's two terrible rap artists that are currently popular these days.
So I'm gonna say Mickey.
First off, Mickey Avalon did everything Lil Dicky wished he could do and then some, so.
You there.
There's a problem right there.
That's all I listen to, so, these little dick.
Get on this goddamn, Dickie. Get off. Little Dicky fucking cat.
Little Dicky Sticky.
Yeah. I don't know, I think, like, that's one of the few, like, new artists, like, I guess I didn't discover him. Brian claims he discovered him, but, like, the guy's really fun to listen to. He's got really fun songs. He puts them out every week, so. I think that's it. Right? Yeah, that's it. Unless there's ones that were direct to...
Well, I know Fozzy asked for some, so did you get any, Fozzy?
Let me check real quick, hold on.
Yeah,
I don't think... Let me check. Look fast here. Movie Guru made a smart-ass remark that he was on time when he was on.
And I said, and... you know, how I asked about your tiny butt.
Yeah, exactly. And that was his answer. And then Bobby just said, I feel like I'm done hood rich questions before, so that's about it. Those are very hood rich questions, so. Yeah, I think we're good.
That's it. Fozzy, thanks for coming. Our special guest.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe you might see me a little bit more. Let's see. You know how it is. Gotta keep you on your toes.
Yeah.
Somebody's gotta do it.
MySpace is trending on Twitter. How delightful.
No. Alright, let's end this. Say goodbye, okay. Hefe.